So, if you haven't figured out over the course of the day, I'm somewhat passionate about touch as a UI. So I'm going to take a couple of minutes and I'm going to talk about why and what needs to be thought of if you're going to build a UI and you're going to use touch. So if you're a web developer and you build a drop-down box for, let's say, I'm filling out my birth date, and it's this wide, because I have two characters, but I'm using a scroll bar. And my scroll bar is nice and wide so that I can get my finger across it on a screen. You've now limited my ability to input into that form. So think about who's using your software. It's not just a guy with a keyboard and a mouse. It's a guy with a touch. It's a guy with a visual disability who has to then zoom everything up. Big scroll bars, high resolution. So if you're building, think beyond your traditional user to the other users who will be consuming. And the other users who are consuming, when you think about touch, you're thinking about 40 million tablet devices in the market next year alone. That's a significant portion of the user base. So you have to be thinking outside of just how do I do things today. The other thing, if you're building for touch and you're a web designer, don't make everything on the screen a hyperlink, because white space is a good thing if you need to pinch and zoom. Because if I'm touching on a hyperlink, I'm moving myself somewhere else instead of zooming in. So some things on the screen that aren't actually a button, aren't actually taking me somewhere, are a positive. I want to talk about my kids, and I use my kids as a lot of grounding for what I do, because they're just users. They aren't computer people, they don't work in the industry, they just consume technology like everybody else. Same as my wife, she's a stay-at-home mom. She is not in the industry, she doesn't program, she can barely use Excel. The reality is, they're using these devices. I have a touchscreen in my kitchen. My wife uses it day in and day out to find her recipes online so that I get something to eat when I get home tonight. So when she's looking at how she's using an application, to be honest, if the application doesn't work in touch, she's not interested in using it today. Because for her, that screen sitting beside the stove, she can zoom in, zoom out, quickly go up and down the recipes that she's looking for. If that application, whatever that application is, whether it's a web application or whether it's an installed application on her system, if it doesn't work for her with touch, she's not interested in using it. She's looking at the next world. Now, I'm going to hijack my own conversation because I'm not just going to talk about touch UI. At the back of the room, there's 50 people here with red shirts on who are part of Phil Burke's student camp today. Yay! So now I'm going to say to you a few things that you should take away from today's session, okay? One, if you didn't get the word user out of UX or user experience, you're missing the point. Think about the user in everything that you're starting to work on. But at the same time, think beyond what you've been told or what you've learned. Always go with your gut. If you've got an idea, challenge it. Go after it. Because you know what? That Kinect device over there, it's not just a gaming device. Twitter isn't just a way of sending a quick message. These were all concepts that came up with, but somebody took something that existed and pushed the boundaries with it and made something better with it. Look around you. Use what you know, but challenge the norm. Don't be complacent. Find what you love and do it. So technology or IT or computers or whatever frame we like to call the profession that we're in, there's a whole bunch of different stuff in it. The job that you do today will not be the job you do tomorrow. And you should find what it is you love about the industry and be passionate about it and go after it hard. Because if you do that, we're going to have a community of great, passionate people working in this industry in Ireland, and we'll be able to eradicate some of the problems we have, which is not enough people in the industry, not enough quality people developing applications, building next generation user experiences, building cloud services so that we can generate a bigger economy in this country. And really, I mean, it's as simple as that. Find what you love and do it. I didn't end up on this stage by accident. I started out working in a help desk. You can get to wherever you want to get to if you set it as a goal. Go after it. And the last piece of this. To me, touch technology isn't, I mean, I didn't get this screen by accident. I went after this, I built it, I've assumed this. But the application of this is more interesting than the technology. So, I mean, this is a great presentation device. But when you're looking at ways to utilize technology, the window of any storefront is a potential touch interface. Don't limit yourself to a computer, a laptop, or a screen. The application of how you could interact with that end user is limitless. You really could be using the front window of a shop to have a multi-touch environment that multiple people can be working with simultaneously. So take, for example, a real estate office. Instead of having a piece of paper flipping around on a little card in the window telling me which buildings are available for rent or sale in any local area, I could have a projector shooting onto that window, a whole bunch of images that I can then touch on, that I now have a whole bunch more information about it, that I now have a way to contact them directly to say maybe I'm interested in it, that maybe I'll buy it, or maybe I want to find out mortgage information directly about that property right there. Look at any way that you want to deliver something and think beyond just that screen. Because touch provides that kind of potential, the opportunity to work in a much grander scale, and it's not that costly. I mean, yeah, that Surface device that Robert talked about over there at $15,000, that's a big device with a specific application. But for me to build a screen onto a window in a shop, I can do that today for less than $5,000. And that's high impact, high branding. The ability to take something and radically change its presentation, that's opportunity. And I think that's what's missing in a lot of ways, is that we've seen technology and we're advancing technology tremendously, but at the same time, we're not pushing some of those boundaries in ways that we could advance them to do even bigger things. Simple, but bigger. So, I mean, my job is an evangelist. I get paid to get on a stage and preach to a choir. I love what I do. But I do it because I want to see those types of situations, those solutions come into play. So I hope what you take away is that there's a bucket load of potential out there. What we're talking about, the technology that we've talked about today, are just drivers to get to that. But the reality is it requires the creativity and the persistence of people like yourselves. And that is my 10 minutes.